This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 94 for Thursday, October 6th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures granola market was in the red on Thursday to go along with broad-based selling across most commodities. Sun and cloud were forecast for much of the prairies today, with high temperatures in the double digits for much of Alberta. Last night's low temperatures in Saskatchewan and Manitoba were in negative territory, causing frost. The Canadian dollar continued to struggle against a resurgent U.S. dollar, dropping by more than half a cent to go below the 73 U.S. cent mark. That stronger greenback was putting pressure on U.S.-based commodities. The Chicago soy complex was lower with the exception of soy oil. European rapeseed was also lower, while Malaysian palm oil was higher. After OPEC announced yesterday it will cut crude oil production starting in November, crude oil prices rose only slightly. The November canola contract was down $6.50 per ton at $866.90. In the U.S., selling action was evident in corn, soybeans, and wheat. U.S. new crop corn exports totaled 227,000 tons for the week ended September 29th, less than half from the previous week and lower than pre-report estimates in the 350,000 to 800,000 ton range. In Brazil, the 2022-23 corn crop is estimated to be 126.9 million tons, more than 14 million tons than the previous year. In France, the corn crop will drop to 10 million tons, with yields nearly 20% below average. The December corn contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.76. U.S. export sales for new crop soybeans were 777,100 tons last week. The total was 23% lower than the previous week, and pre-report estimates were between 500,000 and 1.2 million tons. In August, U.S. soybean exports were 121.9 million bushels, up 43% from July and 253% higher than last year. In Brazil, production is expected to be 152.3 million tons, nearly 27 million more than last year. The November soybean contract was down 12 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.58. The stronger U.S. dollar pulled wheat prices down by more than 18 U.S. cents per bushel. The U.S. exported 229,400 tons of wheat on the week ended September 29th, lower than the 280,000 the previous week, with the Philippines and Taiwan as the top buyers. Through the first quarter of the 2022-23 crop year, 206.5 million bushels of U.S. wheat were exported, a five-year low. Jordan is on the market for 120,000 tons of wheat, while Japan has put out a tender for 97,000 tons from the U.S. and Canada. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 23 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.79. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 25 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.65. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 19 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.64. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, October 6th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.